Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the first Cerebral Satire of the year. We said that 2014 was horrible for news, and 2015 looks no different with the horrendous terrorist attack in France. I was going to do a joke about the French and maybe throw an Islam joke in there as well, because I can. It's my freedom to do what the fuck I want to do when I want to do it. A satirical cartoon can post pictures of Muhammad, as well as the Pope, Buddha, and fat Americans, which it has done in the past if it wants to. But it was with the former, as news channels would suggest, that caused this massacre. I will say now to any extremist of any religion, race, or goblin-affiliated society, yes, I'm talking to you, the dressed like Eddie Murphy from Nutty Professor Society, I would and I will speak for everyone on this or any other affiliated networks with ourselves. We would rather die standing than live our lives on our knees. So je suis Charlie, je suis Charlie. These extremists think they've killed satire. Well, I have you know that this is a supposed satire show, and we fucking kill that genre every week. Thanks, and enjoy the show with freedom.
You okay? Nah, man. I'm pretty fucking far from okay.
What now?
What now? Let me tell you what now. I'ma call a couple of hard, pipe-hitting niggas to go to work on the homes here with a pair of pliers and a blowtorch. You hear me talking, hillbilly boy? I ain't through with you by damn sight. I'ma get medieval on your ass.
So after talking about that, we're going to jump right into our first article. And our first article is a doozy, guys.
So we go from terrorist to this.
to this. to fucking this. Which is a red-faced man gets a rod.
A red-faced man?
That's what it said. Red-faced man gets a rod stuck up his ass or bottom. His excuse is even more bizarre.
I don't think it means.
Well, yeah, he's not an Indian.
He was like red-faced like an Indian. Was he?
No, he's
but he is Indian. That's the thing I'm trying to get at. Because he is from like India.
Dot, not
and it
feather,
says red face man.
Yeah, yeah. Dot, not feather, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
is this like, from the Mirror?
Red faced as in embarrassed.
Yes.
Not as in Indian.
Yes. Right. Is this from the mirror.co.uk news?
They are quite racist, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. This is pretty fucking crazy.
Well, he just got iron rod stuck up his ass,
that's
didn't he?
That's it? That's just the art. That's the article? That's all it says?
That's it. No, it's the guy's called AJ Diora, right? Now, he is from Rajasthan, which is in North India.
Okay.
Been there. I think I've been there. I spent a month in India, so I must have gone somewhere near there. So, yeah, so he had a few drinks. And he was on his way home from his mate's house.
He looks proper pissed.
He reckons he needed a shit. Right? I need shit or a piss or whatever. Right? And when he slipped and fell 20 foot and landed on a metal rod which went up his arse.
Oh.
Right up his arse. Right?
How does that happen?
I reckon it didn't.
Passerby says, I was on my way to my girlfriend's. I was on my way to my girlfriend's house when I heard a man screaming. It sounded like
decent.
A wild...
That's pretty good for you. You actually done a half-decent accent.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're all of our tech support over here, so we make fun of them.
German.
No.
Minute, but you actually did sound Indian a little bit.
It sounded like a wild animal, and I went over to see what happened. I saw this poor man in a pool of blood with an iron rod sticking out of his crotch area. It had clearly pierced his body from one side to the other. He was wild-eyed and clearly in shock. And so was I. I'd never seen anything so shocking.
Yeah, he went a little bit Russian, but it was pretty good.
Thank you. I nailed it. Thank
Russian
you.
Towards the end. But yeah, so he had a rod stuck up his ass.
Yeah, if you guys go to the mirror.co.uk, man, you can see this guy is clearly drunk. They've clearly taken pictures of him without his permission.
They done an X-ray, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what the thing was?
What?
What he had?
No.
A shattered rectum.
Oh, well, the rectum.
How the fuck can you shatter your rectum?
The rectum bone. The rectum bone.
I don't know. It says just says an X-ray. I get that's shattered rectum.
God, we're so fucking horrible at medical stuff. It's not a rectum bone. It's a goddamn tailbone. Jesus, it looks like his penis. If you guys look at the picture, it looks like there's a penis sticking through his pants. Doesn't it? Look at it.
You think in Rajasthan, they got to think about like... Because Rajasthan's like where the jungle book was, isn't it? So
look at that,
you got to think about panthers and bears.
Look at how dirty that table is. Look how dirty that table is.
I'm the king of the swings. Like a rod up my ass.
I think if I got a rod in my ass and where is he? Where is this? Rajasthan?
Rajasthan.
I would fucking probably just kill myself.
So what do you reckon has happened then? Do you reckon he's fell or do you reckon he's gone pissed up and he's like, I'm going to fuck?
No. Definitely. He fell. He probably fell.
You're going for fell.
He probably was taking his shit. He probably literally was taking his shit and then he fell. No one sticks. I mean, like people stick stuff up their, especially guys. Guys love to stick stuff up their ass. But they stick stuff up their ass. You always hear about the guys sticking like light bulbs and ship their ass all the time.
Cucumbers, FTW, if you're listening.
Yeah, FTW. But they, you don't do it and impale yourself.
Not on a building site, do you?
Yeah, no.
Don't stick a rod up your
ass. No, you don't. You do it to get off. You don't do it to hurt yourself. And he obviously has hurt himself.
It says, this is what the doctor said. Oh, man. The force with which the rod entered the man was so great, it caused extensive internal damage. We've managed to safely remove it, though he is now recovering, although it will be some time before he can walk or use his bowels.
I've never... oh, my God. It's like my worst nightmare is to not be able to shit right.
That's
like,
a shitter, isn't
it? Oh, my God. Not being able to take a poo right?
Why?
Like, every time you take a poo,
why is that one of
hurts?
Your worst fears?
I don't know. It's always been one of those worst fears that I've always had to
that
not...
you might
for some
implode.
Reason.
Because don't worry, mate. You talk enough shit, so you'll be fine.
I know. You know, it's one of those things where it's like so natural that I fear that I won't be able to do it. Like, I always fear losing my eyesight or being able to walk and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but not being able, but everyone shits. Like, everybody fucking shits. You have you physically have, if you don't shit, you're going to die.
Queen don't shit, man.
Okay, yeah.
The queen doesn't. How dare you say that the queen shits. But no, I just think that's really weird that you'd think that that's one of your fears. Losing your eyesight, everyone fucking don't want to lose their eyesight, but not being able to shit.
It's just one of those things where I'm just like, I don't want anything going wrong. I don't want anything wrong down there. I don't want anything going wrong. I don't want,
How are the poles anyway?
What?
How are your poles?
My poles are good.
Piles!
Oh, they're good. They're fantastic, dude. I take shits every day.
Just pop them back in, they'll be fine. Yeah, poor bastard, eh?
Yeah, got a fucking, literally a rod up his ass. God
what
damn.
A shit day, Ant.
See what happens when you drink, Ant?
Well, I don't go on building sites, though, do I?
It's probably a good idea not to go on building
sites. I'll just get arrested. That's what usually happens to me these days. Not in my 20s. I never got arrested in my 20s. Now, I'm getting fucking arrested every week.
Yeah. You see, the problem is you didn't do it in your 20s.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop.
Are you completely mad?
He saw us.
That's all right. It's all right.
He saw us.
I heard you the first time. Quite the little climb, aren't you? How old are you, boy?
10.
10. Things I do for love.
Oh, we took a week off.
How was your New Year anyway?
I was good. Honestly, dude, it was fucking great.
If the listeners can remember, one of your picks of the week was a game called Cards Against Humanity, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes.
And Amy bought that for me for Christmas.
Ah, did you play it?
We played it Christmas with Amy's family.
Yeah.
Her mum. I thought I'm gonna rinse this.
Did you do the rule where anybody that didn't know anything on the card had to look it up with Google?
No, I think we knew pretty much everything. There was a couple of words we had to look up because they were sort of American words.
Did you have to explain bukkake to your mother-in-law?
Yes, I had to explain it to Amy.
What? Did you really?
Yeah, Amy didn't know what bukkake is.
sort of.
Even though she's a China woman. She should know.
It's from China. China woman.
But yeah, so anyway, her Chinese mum.
I love you, Amy. I'd never call you a China woman.
Her Chinese mum, 60 years old, won.
Won?
She won it.
Dirty.
She won it with, oh my God. I can't remember which card she pulled, but it was a cracker. It was a good card.
Dirty.
Fingering. Fingering.
Well, this kind of goes, this would be a Cards Against Humanity cards.
It would be.
Granny, 72, having a baby with her grandson. Sky News, that's skynews.com. I'm going to read some of this. When I read this topic.
And you read the whole thing, right? Having a baby with a grandson.
Uh-huh.
I thought, a baby what?
Now, I'll tell you this, okay? When I read it, I believed it, and I was like, okay, this is really fucked up. But when I read it to Wayne the other day, because he was helping me prep for the show, he thought that the grandmother was a surrogate for the son, and he was, like, giving them the benefit of the doubt. And I was like, okay, well, let's find out, Wayne. And I started reading it, and I was like, oh, no, that's not it at all. So this is what happened. Pearl Carter, 72, says she has never been happier after beginning an incestuous relationship with her 26-year-old grandchild, Phil Bailey. The pensioner from Indiana, U.S.
Indiana. Oh,
fucking hell. Indiana, U.S.
Indiana, man.
Is using her pension to pay a surrogate mother so they can have a child, reports New Zealand's New Idea magazine.
Okay, so... Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now
I'm going to go into more detail in a minute.
Read the thing. Mm-hmm. So they're not fucking.
No, they are fucking. They are fucking, but she's 72. She can't have kids.
Yeah, but
incestuous. No.
It doesn't state they're fucking.
Yeah, it does. An incestuous relationship. That means they're fucking. Yes, that means they're fucking. When you use the word incestuous relationship, that means they're fucking.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. Anyway, so this is what she said. So they interviewed her. She said, "I'm not interested in anyone else's opinion. Are you reading this? You have to do your grandma voice.
What grandma voice?
She's 72. You have a grandma voice.
I don't have a fucking grandma voice.
Okay, fine. I'll do my grandma voice. I'm not interested in anyone else's opinion.
What the fuck?
I'm in love.
That sounds like fucking. Psycho old woman.
I'm in love with Phil and he's in love with me.
You freak me out. Stop it.
Soon I'll be holding my son or daughter in my arms and Phil will be proud dad. Her lover is the son of Pearl's daughter, Lynette Bailey, who she put up for adoption when she was 18. Pearl put up her daughter for adoption when she was 18. When his mother passed away, Phil tracked down his long lost grandmother and they quickly fell in love.
I don't think it's as bad as right. This is fucked up because now I'm trying to find an excuse for them.
Pearl told New Idea magazine, "From the first moment I saw him, I knew he would never have a grandmother-grandson relationship."
Hang on. Mm-hmm. She's not 80, black, and from New Orleans.
She's...
Right? Which is how you sound. She's white,
that's my grandmother's voice. That's my grandmother
from
voice.
Indiana.
I don't know what to say. Right? Okay. For the first time in years,
I've
felt sexually alive. Oh my God. Did you hear me? She said for the first time in years, I have felt sexually alive.
Because she's fucking a like 26 year old.
It was during their second week together after dinner and wine that Pearl made her move. I called Phil into my bedroom, sat him on the bed, and then I leant over and kissed him, she added. I expected rejection, but instead he kissed me back. Phil revealed, I wanted to kiss her there and then. My feelings were overwhelming.
I love
Pearl with all my heart. I've always been attracted to older women. Jesus Christ, older women? You fucking think so? You're goddamn 26. When you're 26, an older woman counts as 40, dude. Oh my God.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, it's older. It's a good amount older.
Some of my friends are like 45.
Dude, no. When you're 26, you're not 26.
I'm not that far off 26.
You like to think you're so young, you're not.
I'm only fucking 30.
Like I said, you like to think you're young, but you're not. All right, let me finish this. And I think Pearl is gorgeous. Now I'm going to be a dad and I can't wait. Yes, we get laughed at and bullied when we go out and kiss in public, but we don't care. You can't help who you fall for. The pair paid $45,000 to find a surrogate mother and buy a donor egg to inseminate with Phil's sperm. Gross.
What jobs do they do?
She's a pensioner, so she's
exactly.
retired.
How
she's
they
retired,
fucking yeah. find £35,000?
She took it out of her pension.
What, 35 grand?
Yeah. If she'd been working all of her life, she's fucking 72. She's literally been working all of her life.
I want one of your fucking... I can't wait to move to America. I can't wait till that day. They placed... I'll get one of your fucking state pensions if I get $54,000.
They placed an advert asking for open-minded surrogate, and Roxanne Campbell applied.
Roxanne! Right. You don't need
hey,
to
ready?
Put up a red light.
You ready?
Yep.
Initially, I was shocked, says Roxanne 30.
Where's she from?
But they're a brilliant pair, and I saw how much they loved each other. I know the baby will be loved, too, Pearl said. I'm finally going to be a mom and not forced to give up my child.
Granny again.
Oh, this is Granny, sorry.
Hang on.
Oh, okay.
This is 101 in fucking all reading. Right, when fine. You have a kid, mate, which you probably will never have because women won't want to touch her. When you're reading a book, you need to read forward a little bit to see where all the voices go, because you need to do the voices in the right place. That was Pearl. That was the old girl then.
Sorry. You want to take over or no?
No, I'm very, very happy.
All right. I'm finally going to be a mom, and I do not and not forced to give up my child. Phil's going to be a great dad. I never in a million years thought I'd, at 72, I'd be pregnant and in love with my grandson. I make no apologies, and God's given me a second chance.
God's given her a second chance.
Well, you know, there is. Incest is okay in the Bible. So that's what's going on in Indiana these days. Ants, what do you think about all that?
I don't really know what Indiana accent is. I can do many accents, but I can't really do Indiana. I don't know where that is.
I find Indiana female accents pretty attractive, but male Indiana accents I don't find
what,
very attractive.
What's silly that's... This is going to sound silly because I know Indiana's in Indiana because you fucking do bullshit like that. But what other places are in Indiana?
Indianapolis, Indiana. I mean, it's around that Chicago, Michigan area.
Also, it's so up
like
north.
It's up north. Well, it's north. It's like mid.
I thought it was mid America.
It's mid North America.
Okay.
So it's like at that top near
like the Colts up in Indiana.
Canada. It's near the Canada. It's near Michigan and Illinois. They're all kind of together right there.
I'll tell you what.
It's that was special. That was something else, wasn't it?
Well, I thought it was just the South that was fucked up in America, but obviously not.
Mm-mm.
It's everywhere in the middle.
Pretty much everywhere except for the Northeast.
Bollocks. Or Los Angeles. they're pretty normal.
Los Angeles?
West Coast, right. Here's the thing, right? This is what British people think of America.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. East Coast, Northeast Coast, like Boston, New York, fine.
Yeah, Pennsylvania, yep.
The whole of the West Coast, so Seattle.
Oregon.
Seattle.
Washington.
LA, San Francisco, San Diego, all fine.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere else full of fucking crazy people.
Yeah, especially Florida. Holy fucking hell.
And that's, we've covered that.
Florida's fucking cray-cray. Anyway, that's what's going on in Indiana. Evidently, you can fuck your grandmother and get away with it.
Hello, my name is Barbarella, and I'm married to my two cats. They're called Spider and Lugosi, and they're my soulmates. I found a website called marryyourpet.com, and I was intrigued, so I had a look around, and I thought, why not do this? Because my two cats, they're my soulmates, and they're the loss of my life. Being a mad cat lady, I obviously have a lot of cat stuff as well, and... some of these things I had custom made, like these little wooden shelves, which are painted white. And obviously my cat collection, like little porcelain thingies.
Fucking nuts.
That's Lugosi. That's a real cat.
Lazy.
Of course, it's not the same as a human relationship. They're companions rather than partners, and you know, it's more of a spiritual marriage, of sorts, rather than, you know, obviously. And I'm stressing this, there's no sex involved. Because some people have their minds in the gutter and think, oh, marrying your cats, that's disgusting.
That's, you know, that was, this is next story.
In January marks their 10-year anniversary. Huffington Post, huffingtonpost.co.uk. And this is yours, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is about a woman who married her two male cats. And this month will mark their 10-year anniversary as wedded, in wedlock, I suppose. Her name is Barbarella Bushner, and she broke up with her previous partner of 7 years, and she thought, fuck it, I'll never find love again.
Ever.
So she went on a website called marrymypet.com. Yes, there's a website called marrymypet.com, and she thought, fuck it, I'll marry my cats. What do you think of this one then, Devil Vamp? What do you think about this?
I've ran into a couple ladies like this. I fear that a couple of my female friends will end up like this. She doesn't seem that crazy. Like, crazy cat ladies here usually have more cats. She only has two. So yeah. She doesn't seem that crazy, but I will say this. She's crazy. She makes up for lack of cats and the fact that her entire fucking apartment is covered in cat paraphernalia. Everything you look at is covered in cats. That's a cat. This is a cat. Fucking goddamn. Oh my God, this lady is fucking cat crazy.
But I as a British person, and I think most Brits would agree, this lady's quite cool. I'm with her. I'm with her.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm fucking with her. I'm telling you.
No, you're not.
You're smiling right now. This is typical British humour. She's, because we're a nation, we're known as a nation of humorous people, and we're known as a nation of animal lovers. Now, she's a crazy cat lady. She's got a couple of cats. She's got loads of cat shit all over her house, probably, and other cat stuff. So, and then she's thought, fuck it, I'm never going to find someone else. So I'm going to do something funny. I'm going to marry me cats. They're not going to give me any jip. I think it's a really sweet story. Am I being British?
You're just being British.
You don't think this is quite as...
No, 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 no. She gave up.
Said, this is nothing sexual. Don't get your fucking out the gutter.
This
is just for me, you know.
I understand that. I understand the cuteness factor, the fact that she thought it was cute she'd marry her cats. Okay, that's fine. That's very cute. But the fact that she replaces them with the relationship, with a person-person
relationship.
That's the problem.
She said, I don't want another fucking bloke around
That's not good. That's not good, Aunt. That's not good. That's socially not like, good.
Look, why can't people be an island?
Because it's not good. That's not your psyche. That's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to interact with people.
No, she's probably fucking out working. She's not fucking recluse.
No. She is recluse. Dude.
She's recluse. She's probably got a job. There's nothing in the fucking article that says she ain't got a job, man.
I'm just saying. She plainly said she would come home
and have an argument.
So then go out and find somebody that you're not going to have an argument with.
She's in her 50s. She doesn't fucking want to go for that rigmarole again.
She's only 50. 48. She's only 48. You can find somebody 48 that's not going to argue that will love your cats and you.
Devil fam, she might do. She might go on fucking holiday with her two cats to fucking Tenerife or somewhere. Lying on a beach. There's two cats sunbathing next to her. And she might find a fucking crazy man with two dogs sunbathing next to her.
Dogs.
They might fall in love. You can't fuck. But she's only doing this for a laugh. It's nothing fucking serious. She is fucking them. That's the main point. She is not fucking cats.
I know. Who said she was fucking
them? No, but I'm just saying. I don't see the problem.
I'm just saying she's not good. It's not good for her because she needs to have human contact and intimacy. And if you don't have some type of human contact, you're going to go a little crazy, and that's what happens.
Yeah, but she's probably got a job. She probably talks to people during the day. That's what I'm
talking
saying.
Talking to people and having an actual conversation with people like you and I have a conversation are completely different things. They're completely different things, man. This chick may hurt herself one day.
Oh, fuck off! You're talking bollocks.
I am not she's talking bollocks. She's going to hurt herself. She Why? May, because she's alone. Because she's alone. When her cat dies, what happens?
She'll cry and grieve like everyone.
And what she may hurt herself.
What happens when your mum dies? Exactly the same process.
I'm just saying she needs to step away from the cats and step go out away. And go well, out and get. And this is the thing, like, I don't understand this either, okay? And I'm going to go back to this too. This is women hold all the women. Listen to me right now. You hold all the power between your legs right now. Every bit of power in this world is held between your legs. If
she's
you
with three pussies.
Yeah, she's got three. Well, two of them are males. But if you withhold sex from your man, you can get anything you want. It doesn't matter what it is. You can get it. Okay? So this chick could go out tonight, go to a bar and pick up a guy and have sex. Or pick up a guy and have him do a bunch of shit and still not have sex. She could do it. You know why? Because she has a vagina. That is why. And if you're a woman and you think you're lonely, you are an idiot and you need to go down to the corner bar or whatever, find a guy that you think is sort of attractive, that they think you're sort of attractive, and either have sex with them or use them, you know, because
you
you're going to promise them pussy. I am not.
Bollocks.
Women hold all the power,
the
dude.
Way I think, I know we're on a Skype call right now, but I swear your mouth's going up and down like a fucking Muppet and a load of bullshit coming out. You are talking bollocks, my friend.
I'm not.
What, so because she's in a relationship for 7 years and she comes out of it, and now what she's supposed to do? Go up to a bar, open her legs, and let people just fucking drill a cunt?
No, I didn't
what
say
are you
that
talking
at all.
About?
I didn't say that at all. I said
you
that
did!
She. No. She. I'm saying that she holds the power. Women never have to be lonely ever.
They don't have to be. They can fucking choose to be.
No,
that,
she does not really.
Right.
She does
if
not
she
really
wants
want
to be on her own.
Be.
If she's had. If she's gone through a 7-year relationship. Which has fucking driven her mad, and that's the bloke's fault. That's the man's fault for being a fucking bloke. He's driven her fucking mad, so it's his fault, and she can choose to do what the fuck she wants.
I agree, she can choose to what she wants, but I'm just saying
she doesn't want
to. I'm just saying she doesn't have to be alone. She doesn't have to be alone, and I disagree. I don't think
she's
choosing not to be alone. I don't think she's happy. I don't think she's happy. She doesn't look happy. She looks fucking miserable.
Oh God. She looks happy to me.
Women, you do not have to be alone. If you think you're ugly, if you think whatever, go down.
You're not alone.
What is with you in singing today?
Vamp is here with you.
You can get a guy.
Your legs are
you can hard. Get a guy. You can get a guy.
You promise not too fast. Fuck
you. You can get a guy. You control it with your pussy.
My buddy and kid sister, each sold separately from Play School.
So, Aunt, this was given to us by a listener of ours. I don't remember who this was. I don't remember. Sometimes
Brilliant.
I can't remember.
Your
know.
Fucking memory.
It's shot. I know.
I listened to your other show this week.
Oh, did you? How'd it go?
And, your memory was fantastic on that as well.
Was
it was fantastic. We had you had Old School.
I did
there.
Have Old School on. Yep, I did have Old School.
From Trending Topics Network, which we're on now.
Which we're on right now. Yeah, we like being on there because they like us.
And full of Canadians, aren't they?
Yeah, fucking Canadians.
Canadians.
So
they
this is the
all about the place.
Yeah, I know. All about. This is the 30 inappropriate children's toys that should have never been created to begin with. And these have a lot of photos. So these are on EliteDaily.com. We're going to have a link to this in the description box, as we always do. We have links to everything. So just so you guys know, we're not going to do all of them. We're going to go down them. Some of these are really fucking funny and fucked up. So the first one up, I know this one's for real because I was around in retail at this time. The Barbie that had a baby inside of her. It was a pregnant Barbie. Seriously, it was a pregnant Barbie. It was on the shelves. It was on the fucking shelves. And it rose such a stink in the world that they took it off the shelves, never to be heard from again. And it was literally a Barbie, and she had a pregnant belly. So her belly was sticking out. And then you rolled the belly back inside of her. And then there was a baby hidden in the belly of the Barbie. And then you took the baby out. And if you kept rolling the skin around, she became skinny again.
What?
That, yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't get the belly anymore. You get the skinny Barbie after you have the baby. Isn't that fucked up?
That's fucked up. Right.
What's one you got? What you got?
Welcome, Devil Vamp. This is the Barbie annual meeting.
Okay.
We need a new toy. Right. We need a new toy, mate.
Yep. All right. I think we should have one that has a kid.
What do you mean, has a kid?
That has a kid inside of it. That has a little baby Barbie inside of the Barbie.
Do you know how fucking mental that sounds? Fuck off. Get out. You're sacked.
God damn it. It was the best idea I had all week.
You're fucking sacked. Fucking get out. That's how that should have gone. My one's the ET finger.
Of course it is. Of course. Well, there's a couple of Barbies on here.
Right, let's put it this way.
Okay.
I think it looks about 6 inches,
mm-hmm.
This finger, ET finger.
It's pretty big.
It's a pretty big finger. Yeah, battery included.
So you stick this finger on your finger, and then you stick it in your fucking vagina. It's like a massive finger. Because it looks like a fucking ginormous
dildo. And it glows up. So when you stick it in your missus, a little light comes on inside her cunt. And you can look inside there.
Yeah, it's for reading.
I tell you, that one made me laugh. Definitely.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
And little kid with a Hitler doll.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Evidently they made a Hitler doll at one point.
It might be Charlie Chaplin.
No, it's definitely Hitler.
Kid loves it. Kid looks like she
does. She does love it because she probably doesn't know who it is.
Well, no, I suppose you don't. But
there's a bunch of these, man. You guys have to go take a look at them. All right, so there's a Winnie the Pooh that I've heard about. It's Winnie the Pooh on his back, and he's got this like ring. He's got it. It looks like he's got his dick out. It looks like Winnie the Pooh has his dick out. He's on his back, like if you're going to tickle Winnie the Pooh. And it looks like Winnie the Pooh got a hard on. Right?
This is my thing.
Okay.
And we had a present at Christmas, mm-hmm. that the adults were... I can't remember what the bloody toy was. I wish I could. Or not. But was having a look at the toys.
Okay.
Open a toy. And all the adults sniggered. Right? We all had a little snigger.
Okay.
But obviously to the kid, it means nothing, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Now this toy, it's only Winnie the Pooh on his back with a... You know, looks like he's got a cock, but he hasn't. Really does. It's like where you put rings on it, and it obviously helps him to float. He probably put it in a bath.
Yeah,
it
probably
something.
Has a bathtub toy.
This is us with our sick minds.
It really is.
It's not nothing to do with. Right. Fucking...
Are you going to say the same thing about the Wolverine? That the blow up part was strategically placed right where his dick should be.
Exactly. It's just
so
you know.
You're going to blow. You're going to blow Wolverine.
I'll give Wolverine a blow. That'd be fine.
All right, so there's some gross ones in here, too. How about the human teeth stuffed animal doll?
What? Where's that one? I didn't see that one.
It's right below the pole dancing strawberry shortcake.
Oh, yeah, that's fucked up.
Isn't that fucking creepy? There's this fucking creepy doll. It's got big buttons for eyes, and then it's got real human teeth, and it's a stuffed animal. Fucking creepy.
That's a bit voodoo-y.
Oh, my God, it's so creepy. There's a couple other creepy ones. The other creepy one that we thought was really bad was, this is what it's called, Baby's First Baby.
Oh, man, that's fucked up.
So there's a baby doll, and it says on top of it, real pregnancy action. So it literally gives birth to another baby that comes inside of it.
Man.
Can you imagine that?
Who thought that was a good idea? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Oh, my God, no. And then the growing up Skipper.
One. The chimp one's good.
The chimp one's good. Yeah, the chimp one is creepy. It's because it's from the, what's that movie?
I don't think it's Toy Story 3, isn't it?
Toy Story, it's on Toy Story 3, but it's also from Little Shops of Horrors.
Is it?
Yeah, that was the main chimp in the Little Shop of Horrors. Yep.
I didn't even know there was a chimp in
Little
Shop
actually of called,
Horrors.
Yeah, it was actually called Jolly Chimp. Yep.
When? I can't remember a chimp in Little
Shop
of Horrors.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I know, it's a fucking alien.
There's one more Barbie doll called Growing Up Skipper, and she grows boobs.
Oh, man.
She actually grows, you twist her, and she grows taller, so she unfolds, and then she actually grows boobs.
That's what's up.
Yep. Then we have the penis lighthouses, gummy bears, the Spider-Man jerking off, the Nimbus broom. I wanted to talk about because I was in retail when we were selling these. The Nimbus Harry Potter Nimbus broom. Okay, so
explain a Nimbus broom.
The Nimbus. You never watch Harry Potter?
I fucking hate Barry Potter.
So the Nimbus broom is the big time fast, really fast broom that Harry Potter rides in the movie. Okay, so when he gets getting a Nimbus broom is a big deal because it's really fast. Okay, so they sold Nimbus brooms. The only problem is that the Nimbus broom vibrated. So when little girls stuck them between their legs,
oh no!
Yep. They got to. Pleasure. No. This one definitely was reported that multiple parents had complaints that multiple children were feeling things in their private areas because of the Nimbus broom.
No way.
Yes.
Would a vibrating plastic.
Yes. Yes. I
would. Yep. Mm-hmm. Would break your.
I'm telling you. No. Not break the hymen. Just feeling good.
I don't agree.
Okay. All right. You want to talk about
parents talking shit.
You want to talk about that one we were talking about earlier, which we think is fake.
Which one was that? Sorry.
The Lego.
Yeah, Lego. The Lego one. It seems that Lego have done like an Auschwitz fucking prison.
It's a long time ago because this is a very old Lego box that I'm looking at right now. But it looks like an Auschwitz prison.
Yeah, it says like a this concentration. It comes. It's a big new Liberia.
This has to be fake.
Sponsored by Lego. I reckon this is bollocks because it does look like Auschwitz.
There's skeletons coming out of it.
Not fucking skeletons. They've got fucking
black. Oh, are they? I gotta zoom in.
Yeah, have a little zoom, mate. Have a little zoom.
They look like skeletons.
Fucking hell. Jeez.
And then the breast milking baby.
Oh yeah, I don't even want to look at that.
So you can. So there's actually like a little
little kid on the advert.
Yeah, yeah. So you can get a little baby doll. You can buy a baby doll, and it comes with a little shirt that your daughter or son puts on, and it actually has, I guess, nipples or something. It's got
stuff somewhere.
It's got something. It's got reservoirs in it to let the
reservoirs.
Oh, it is. It's got the reservoirs in it. You fill it up with either water or milk, and then you let the baby doll suck on your fake titties.
Oh man.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
You know for a fact the people that design these ones, they ain't got kids.
No. Yeah. Right? No. They're fucking. They have no clue.
They're 40s. No. Worked in an office all their life, yeah. Never had a fucking girlfriend, and they thought that was a good idea.
Yeah. And then I got
and that's what it is.
One more, the one that cracked me up the most. This is the one is you can shave the baby. It's actually called You Can Shave the Baby. It looks like it's from Japan or it looks like it's from China. And
Who's
it's
ever shaved a baby?
I don't know.
There's a saying.
Why would you think of this?
Bald is a baby's bum.
I know.
Babies don't have
this
much
baby hair. Has hair coming out of its crotch, has hair coming out of its butthole, has hair coming off its legs, under its armpits, around its back, on its head, on its chest. It's got fucking hair everywhere, and you can shave the baby.
Was you a hairy baby?
No. I'm not hairy. I'm not even a hairy man now.
Well, that's because you ain't, you know, puberty and stuff.
Because I ain't what?
Never hit puberty, yeah. Did you? But yeah. weren't a hairy baby, no?
No. That is probably the most creepiest thing I've ever seen in my life. And there's a couple more on there. Something about a Oozinator and then a water weenie and then Pikachu and then some other things. But it's a really good look if you guys want to watch it. It's pretty, pretty funny. Oh my god, that shaving the baby fucked me up, man. I don't know what to do with that.
It's pretty fucked up, I'll give you that. Yeah. I've never shaved my baby. I must say that I've never shaved my baby.
You ever give a stripper pole to a 14-year-old?
Possibly.
I seriously
do. I've possibly asked a 14-year-old to go on a stripper pole.
So you ever been covered in shit, Ant?
Only when talking to you, devil vamp.
I hate you so much some days. An excrement taker explodes, covering everyone in human waste. This is from China's Mac.com. So evidently, there was a tanker truck exploded. Passerby tragically covered, according, and I'm seeing pictures. There's an entire restaurant area covered in human feces. Like, there's people sitting.
We are Chinese, if you please. We are Chinese, covered in feces.
I can't say anything. Okay, so evidently, like, there's not much to this article, but I just loved it because the idea of, like, people sitting at the restaurant and just getting covered in human shit is just funny to me. I don't know why it is. It just is. I'm literally looking at pictures of people just sitting there. They're still sitting there. Like, they didn't get up and go change clothes. This guy's sitting there with half of a face covered in shit. They not only didn't cover the people, they covered the entire front of the fucking building with this shit. Oh my God. An excrement truck, a vehicle that collects human waste from septic tanks in Guadasing, Providence, Hex City, explodes. And this is probably what having your face sprayed with shit must be like. The poor pedestrians going out for a stroll only to be covered in shit without any precaution and without a trace of apprehension.
As the Chinese would say, Wang Madan.
What does that mean?
Means like, son of a bitch.
Oh, shit.
Or they pronounce it, Wang Badan.
What? Like, there's no explanation. It's just a very, very small article they picked up from a obviously, it's a Chinese newspaper, online newspaper. What would do that, Ant? What would make a Chinese truck, excrement truck explode?
It's full of shit.
Dude, just because it's full of shit doesn't mean it's going to explode.
I don't know. It might have been a shit truck.
What do you think?
What it was? Yeah.
A shit truck.
Yeah.
It is a shit truck, but do you think the driver hit a wrong button? Or, I mean, it said it exploded, but I don't...
There's got to be a release button, isn't there?
It said it exploded.
Have you ever seen Father Ted?
Farmer Ted?
Father Ted.
No, I've never seen Father Ted.
Okay, Father Ted is a very famous Irish comedy in which there's an episode where Father Ted is... The guy's got this excrement truck.
Ah, Father Ted.
And he says, whatever you do, Father Ted.
No, you got to... Yeah, Father Ted.
The red button releases the excrement. And the green button collects it.
The red button. Geez.
And they get it all mixed up, and he presses the fucking red button, and it goes everywhere. I reckon the same cunt's done the same thing.
You think so? Because honestly, like, if you look at the pictures,
maybe he didn't like him. Maybe he's been went to that restaurant last week in town. He's like, been to that fucking restaurant. I had a shit meal. Now everyone that's in there is having a shit meal.
Like, it doesn't, like, okay, so there's a couple of pictures. The first picture is just this entire front of the building covered, people covered in shit. They're not moving. They're just covered in shit. umbrellas covered in shit, just everything covered. There's another picture. The next picture is a guy in a beige jacket walking away with his mouth covered. Because obviously everything's covered in shit. So he's walking out of the shit covered area and he's trying to get away. I guess he was working there or whatever. And then the next picture is the tanker truck in front of the shit covered place, but it's not shit covered. So they got a picture of the tanker truck before it exploded, but it couldn't have actually exploded because if it would have actually exploded, it would have killed people.
Yeah, oh, so he must have pressed the button then.
It's horrific.
He's pressed the fucking button.
It's green. Got shit. It's green what? Baby shit. It's
good luck, just, mate. That's good luck for you.
Is that good luck?
That's good luck, isn't it?
It's so... Shit
on you. If a bird shits on you, people say, oh, you've got good luck for a year now. If a truck explodes with shit, you've got good luck for all your life.
Oh, my God. It's so... There's a bookstore, Ant. There's a bookstore next to this restaurant.
Yeah.
All shit. Those books must be covered in shit now.
Buy my books. They're all shit. Do you want to buy that book? You just, nah, crap.
It's shit. Fair enough. Fair enough. There you go.
A load of crap, that book. Fair enough.
You got any Bibles? Nah, it's full of shit.
Exactly.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Okay, so our next story is, this one's about a Japanese-born politician who tells Czech Republic, that is, to walk pigs near mosques.
WashingtonPost.com, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. So Europe is not short of Islamophobic far-right politicians, but you'll find a rabble-rosing populace here, a dyed-in-the-wool-grass racist. And in the Czech Republic, the face of xenophobic demagoguery is a rather curious one.
Wow, and this guy is really called...
What?
This writer is really going for it.
I know. This guy is called Tomio Okamura, a Tokyo-born entrepreneur who turned a far-right politician. And he suggested... this is... Have you read this?
No, I haven't read this. Not this one. Normally, I do read yours, but not this one.
So, he prospects... He's... Right, hang on.
Wow. All right. He's really racist.
Yeah. This week, he garnered headlines for a controversial anti-Muslim Facebook post.
I thought I didn't like Muslims, but fucking hell. I know.
This guy really don't. Where he urged Czech Republicans to safeguard the country's demographic way of life and to protect the heritage of their ancestors before Islam, even though this cunt's from fucking Japan.
I know.
The lengthy post was premised on the assumption that when it comes to immigrant Muslims, at least Czech hospitality has its limits, and that it was incumbent on Czech citizens to remind Muslims that they can leave the country.
I should restate that too. It's not that I don't like Muslims. I don't like extremists of anything. I don't like any religion of anything.
When did you say you didn't like Muslims?
I just did, like 5 seconds ago.
Did you? I weren't listening to that. Yeah. What do you mean you don't like Muslims?
I don't like extremists of Muslims. I don't like anybody that says that I have to believe in your God. If I don't believe in your God, you're going to kill me. There you go. There's my line right there.
I don't like extremists.
I do not like extremists. That's true. That's what I should have said. I apologize.
I don't like people who are extremely happy.
But then again, I really don't like that many Christians either.
People who are extremely happy piss me off more than people who are extremely sad.
You know they're fucking faking it, right?
Extremities pisses me off.
Yeah, I would agree.
Because there's no middle ground with them people.
And you know everything is a sliding scale. Everything is gray. There's no actual black or white. Unless it comes down to like...
No, the thing with extremities, there is just black and white.
I know, that's the problem with extremities. That's the problem. That's the problem with it. In real life, it's not like that. In real life, everything is gray.
It's gray. Yeah, life is gray, people.
It is. It's fucking gray. Everything is sliding scale. Absolutely. Anyway, sorry, we just went on a big tangent. Anyway, this guy said,
right?
This is crazy.
He said, I'm not going to do it in Japanese accent because the missus
you should.
We dogs and pigwits. No, I'm not going to do it. Sorry, missus. He said, breed dogs and piglets as pets.
Breed dogs and pigwits.
Breed dogs and pigwits as pets and walk them near the neighborhoods and mosques. Okay? Did you get that?
Yes, I got that one.
You actually understood it?
Yep.
He said, to buy pigs and walk them near mosques. He also complained about the naive multiculturalism that allows the prevalence of Islamic practices, such as the ritual slaughter of animals to produce halal meat.
So that's, he really did go right wing, didn't he? Shit.
Halal's, you know, where you got a goat, you cut, hold it upside down, you cut its throat, so it's still alive.
Yeah.
You drain blood.
Yeah.
That's halal. He said, each kebab we buy is funding for another burqa.
That's my favorite line.
That is a good line, to be honest.
Each kebab you buy is funding another burqa.
Yeah.
Japanese sounds like an Indian.
He went on to say, keep in mind the fundamental truth that they have no tolerance for us and they are here as our guests. So I have no moral obligation to be tolerant or generous to them. Now, again, please bear in mind that he's fucking Japanese living in the Czech Republic.
It's true.
This is the most hypocritical motherfucker I've ever heard in my entire life.
I've always said that. I've always said the person that is the biggest fucking complaining about something is the person that is the one that fucking is always guilt. That
completely agree.
Always the guilty one. The person that is the biggest person against being gay normally is the fucking gay person.
Yep. If you're in a pub and the guy in the corner, fucking gays, fucking gays, fucking gays, fucking
guess
ain't
what?
Gays, he's you know he's gay. Fucking gays.
Exactly. Huh? You know he's sucking dick outside for
now,
$5.
Also, did you know this, devil vamp?
What?
When a child's been murdered or something like that and they have the family in the thing, if the family are overzealous with their crying, like, oh, I can't believe we completely lost their love. Uh-huh. Do you know the police will question them the first?
Yeah.
Because that's not a normal reaction for a person.
No, it's too much.
Yeah, it's extreme.
Yeah, no. A normal reaction is usually either a smile or nothing.
It's just pure white, drawn
blank
face.
Yeah. You're completely blank.
Can't say anything.
Yeah. No, that's what happened.
If they're crying, they'll fucking have you.
Yeah, that's what happened the other day when that thing happened.
When you murdered that child.
Yeah, when I killed that child, I was completely blank.
Fucking hell, man.
I know, right?
Even children.
I was just blank, yeah. What can I say? Shut up, Billy! God damn it. They always talk all kinds of shit when I'm recording.
Is he a friend?
Yeah, he's a friend of mine.
Is he real?
Yeah.
Is he here with you now?
He won't be real for a while, but...
Can I speak to Billy?
No, you can't speak to Billy. Billy's gone. He's going to be gone in a minute, so he's fine. It's like a 10-year-old kid that I know. He's from the street.
A 10-year-old kid.
Yeah.
You're freaking me out now.
Anyway, you talking about this racist Muslim dude? Racist,
I'm more concerned about you than this fucking racist Muslim bloke. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
All right. So what happened? Did something happen to this guy?
No, it's just what he said. This is just what he said.
That's it? Nothing?
He said that you need to walk your pig around a mosque. And that's what he said.
He's a Czech mother.
Okay, so he's a half-breed.
He is a half-breed, yeah.
Aren't we all? Yeah. I swear to God, right, Devil Vamp, this is going to be true. Mm-hmm. This is my pick for the next 100 years. This podcast will live forever.
Okay.
We fucking hope not, but it will.
It may not go on forever, but it's going
to
live.
2014 listening to this.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, we're sorry. This is how we lived. It's retards like this.
Yeah, it's going to live forever, but it won't be on forever, but it'll live forever.
Unless it's like the film Idiocracy, and then...
Oh, yeah.
We're more clever.
I like that movie.
It's a good movie, actually. It's one of them movies that it's not good, but I can watch it.
Oh, yeah. If it's on TV, it's one of those things where you go, hey, yeah, this is a good movie. Let me watch this. Go ahead. So we're on next week.
100 years' time... Everyone on the fucking planet will be a mixed breed of some description.
Yeah, that's what South Park always
said. That's my call.
Yeah.
That's my call. That in 100 years' time, in 2114, 15, we'll all be mixed breed of some description. We are now! Fucking hell. Do you know, in Britain, we're fucking more mixed breed than any other fucking nation in the world.
Are you really?
So are you!
We are?
You from America?
Yeah.
You are? Is your grandparent?
Oh, we are. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Is your great-great-great-grandparent from America? No, they're fucking not. They're from here. Yeah. So the whole world is getting diverse. Diversity is changing the world.
Yeah, there's
people from here, people from there. You know, my missus is, you know, from Malaysia. Every person is not... No one is British. Not one person can pretty much say, I'm fully British. You know, because we've had an influx of Irish, German, Spanish. Oh,
that's what it was.
Jamaican. We're a melting pot. World is a melting pot. Yep. The world is getting smaller by the day. The world is getting smaller. And we are a melting pot. So we need to fucking diversify with each other. Fucking just be friendly to people. Just say, yeah, are you a Muslim? Yes, I'm a Muslim. Nice to meet you. Fuck it. I don't care. What you want to do is what you want to do. And as soon as we have that attitude, we'll live happily and free. But we won't, ever. The world's getting smaller, but danger's getting greater because the world's getting more diverse. And that's my little fucking 2-minute rant.
All right, you ready? You're going to like this. You ready for this?
Yep.
Let me just read the quote.
What the fuck was that?
It's from Bullworth. It's a quote that you just totally reminded me of. Okay, you ready? We just got to eliminate them. White people and black people, brown people, yellow people, get rid of them all. We all need to voluntarily, free-spirited, open-minded, end program of procreation, racial destruction. Everybody just got to keep fucking everybody until we're all the same color.
Exactly right. I love that. I love that last little bit. That was great.
It's a great movie. You should watch that movie. It's a great movie.
And it's true because it's not about it. It shouldn't be about a race war. It should be about an equality war.
Mm-hmm.
Inequality war.
Oh man, yeah.
Which between rich and poor.
Yeah. If there's equality, any time in the poor. If there's any time in the entire world that applies to, it's now.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Yeah. And especially in this country now, where we've got a Conservative government who... right, this is something that really, really annoys me. And I'm going to get a bit political now.
Go ahead.
Which is absolutely
fine. You know
fine,
me, I don't bother with that.
So everyone gets taxed more, okay, in this country, more now than ever.
Yeah, you guys have things like that. You guys have very high taxes.
So what we have is probably a free tone country now, I'd say, within the working class, the middle class, and the upper class.
Mm-hmm.
And the upper class are getting far, far more rich than ever.
Yeah, that's what's going on here, too.
Bankers' bonuses, Christmas bonuses, went up by 15% this year.
Jesus
Christ. Up until an average of 2.5 million per person.
God damn it.
2.5 million, good sir. Whereas there's people who are on 12,000-13,000 pounds a year struggling to eat.
Yeah.
How is that fair? It don't look at your brother, don't look at your Muslim brother as if he's fucking an alien to you. Look at the guy that's in the fucking bank at the top of it, and he's the alien, not your fucking Muslim friend.
Yeah, and we're not talking about give us your money, we all have to share money. We're just talking about why not give everybody else a raise, and therefore the motherfucker
they're taking what we do.
Exactly. But
of course, fuck it, we'll just think about the people that are drawing a cartoon of Muhammad and they need to die.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's so wrong.
No, it's the same thing. Like,
we
can't
are all
even
the
get
same
our...
fucking colour.
Right now,
underneath.
Right now, we have, we
guess
make...
Guess what? Have an x-ray. Mr. Muslim, have an x-ray. Devil Vamp, have an x-ray. Guess what we all look like? The fucking same.
We do. We absolutely look the same. And the funny thing is,
I hate racism. It's the one thing that I cannot stand for, and I get proper riled by. And this is probably the most riled I've ever been on Cerebral Satire.
It's true.
And it's just something that I feel really passionate about.
Well, the fuck,
we
the thing
are
is, and
the fucking same.
No shit, we're the fucking same. We all came from fucking Africa. It doesn't matter if you're fucking Asian,
no,
white,
didn't.
Black. Yes, we did. We all came from fucking Africa.
Jesus.
I'm going to kill myself.
We all came from Jesus. So, you know, get that straight.
Okay, all right, let me get that straight. And then we all came from Africa.
We all came from a spaceship.
Yeah, we all came from a spaceship. No, I totally agree. I fucking totally agree. Yes, it shouldn't be a black, white, Asian, whatever, Mexican thing. It should be a fucking, I'm poor, you're rich. Not that I want you to share your money with me. I want to earn a decent...
work for it, mate. That's yours. Fine.
I
want to
earn a decent wage for the fucking job I do.
You know, it's how hard you work.
Yes, that's all it is.
You know, if you fucking work half your money, good on you, son. But to get distribution for absolutely doing fuck all just because you came from a rich cunt, you know, that's not fair to me.
Yeah, exactly.
So, revolution, people. Russell Brand speaks about this.
Russell Brand talks a lot of sense.
He says big words which mean absolutely nothing. I want a revolution, and I'm on the same level as Russell Brand. Mm. But I want to do it in a proper way. So maybe we should start a revolution right here, right now.
All right. What do you want to do?
I don't know. You got any shit trucks and we can explode them? Down some banks. That'll do.
Alright.
Ooh, she blinded me with science.
She blinded me with science.
Blinded me with science. And failed me in biology.
Let's do it.
So our last article of the night is top
Who
science
sent
stories.
Was it Heather Morgan?
No, I found this one on Facebook.
Okay.
Top science stories of 2014. I wanted to end on a positive note rather than a
rather than a rant, which I apologize for.
You don't have to apologize. It made sense. Anyway, top science stories of 2014. Some of these we went over, some of these we did not. First one up, the ESA landed a spacecraft on top of a motherfucking comet, and it was amazing.
It was amazing. We did cover this one, didn't we? And fucking hell.
This is the one that Wayne didn't know what you're talking about.
It's just fucking incredible.
It's amazing how you fucking Absolutely. Shoot something that's the size of a goddamn beer bottle into space and hit a... Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yep.
Sorry. Scientists synthesized an artificial chromosome from scratch. So
how do you do that?
I don't know. I don't know, but that is fucking
like
cool.
It's not like replicating, is it?
Essentially, it is.
Replicating. No. Sorry, I'll repeat that. It's not like duplicating an actual thing.
Yes,
it's not like a pure copy.
It's replicating.
You're actually synthesized an artificial chromosome from scratch.
So that means they had to build it from scratch.
Exactly.
That's fucking
which means
amazing.
There's no copying going on, which is pretty
God,
fucking
that's
mental.
Amazing. I'm thinking about that. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Wow.
We're basically
a little blown away on that one.
Now is we're talking about, we've talked about like a couple of weeks ago that 2014 was horrible, but some of these stories from science are just
crazy.
Like, fuck yeah.
I know. A liquid water ocean was discovered on Saturn's moon. I'm trying to pronounce Saturn's moon. Enceladus?
I'd say Enceladus.
Enceladus. Yeah, Enceladus.
Enceladus.
I don't think that's a big deal.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Finding water.
I don't think that's a big deal.
Not a lot of water in the fucking space, dude.
No, I don't think that's a big deal because there's a bigger deal this year.
Okay.
Right. What I want to say
you're buying time to look up something. What are you looking up?
Right. What I'm trying to say is, well, I'm not buying time,
yes,
fucker.
Yes, you are, fucker.
One of 8 new planets spotted in distant solar systems has spurred the title the most Earth-like alien world, astronomers have said. All 8, this year, 2015, all 8 were picked out as NASA's Kepler space telescope, taking its tally of such expo planets past 1,000. Now, right, listen to me now. So they've taken these 8 planets. So Kepler telescope has taken picture,
yep,
and they've found another 8 planets that could hold life. Okay. Now, whatever room you're in, find a needle.
Wait. Let me be a little bit more specific.
What?
That could hold life like us.
It's in the habitable zone
of our habit.
Yes.
I just wanted to be specific. Of our habitat.
In our habitat.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Okay. Now, whatever room you're in, take a needle.
Oh yeah.
And the tip of that needle is the view that the Kepler telescope can see, right? That's what the Kepler zone is looking at. And it's already found over 1,000 expo planets that could hold life.
So, we're not alone.
Which is a needle tip.
We're not alone.
If you think we're fucking alone, you're a nutcase.
Yeah.
You are an actual nutcase if you think we're alone.
Yeah, no, we're not alone. The Earth is not unique. We just think that.
Will fucking E.T. ever come here? Of course he won't.
Yeah, no.
Will we ever communicate with E.T.? Probably not.
That may be possible at some point.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Communication's a lot easier than fucking traveling.
I don't know. Well, of course it is. But, I mean, if like we've said before, if you're looking at a star burning in the sky,
yeah,
that star burned 1,000 years ago.
Dead. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean,
a million, billion years ago.
To try and fucking hit them sort of places and have a contact with certainly won't be in our lifetime.
Yeah. If they think
but they're there. They're there, guys.
They're there. Yeah. Direct brain-to-brain communication was achieved in humans. What the fuck? Why did I never hear about that?
Telepathy.
We could literally be talking right now to each other. Oh, wait, we are talking.
we're talking bollocks.
A 30,000-year-old virus was revived from the permafrost.
Very easy. Do you know what I watched the other day? Because it was Christmas time.
Contagion?
No.
Oh.
At least you had a guess.
I thought it had something to do with viruses.
You had a guess.
Yeah.
No, I watched Jurassic Park.
Yeah, Jurassic Park. I like that movie.
It's a similar premise.
It is. Very, yep.
It was a little mosquito that had bitten
now
in the rock.
Now we can synthesize fucking dinosaurs.
We could do that.
We could.
That could actually happen.
And then we could die again.
Why could we die again?
It's going to eat us, man. Fucking dinosaurs. Don't bring... I'm scared. They bring back...
Devil vamp.
They bring back dinosaurs.
A dinosaur has never, ever eaten a human.
I know.
They're like fucking million years before us.
I know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
They're like... No, not a million. Like 60 million years before us.
Exactly what you're talking about.
No, I'm just saying. I don't want to meet a dinosaur.
Why not? They might
because
be nice.
I'm scared. They're not nice. They're
How
not.
How do you know
nice.
They're not nice?
Because they're carnivorous. We know what they ate.
Yeah, but they could be nice.
They're gonna eat you.
You wouldn't want to bring a big one back, would you?
No, you don't want to bring a T-Rex back. or bring it like just a Stegosaurus. Don't bring the meat eaters. Bring the leaf eaters back.
Yeah, a little
Stegosaurus or a Triceratops, something like a pet.
Oh, a Triceratops would fuck you up as well, wouldn't they?
Yeah, with the horns.
Because they're like rhinos.
Yeah, you're probably right. A rhino would
fuck you up.
A rhino would fuck you up.
But it won't want to eat you.
I'm not a big fan of bringing back old viruses, man. I'm just not. That leads to bad stuff that we can't fucking cure. We don't know about. That's bad, dude. It's bad. It's gotta be bad. Unless it cures something, which that'd be cool.
Unless you get the AIDS. bad AIDS.
Microbial life was discovered 1 kilometer under the Antarctic ice.
Well, it seems that you don't know fuck all about that. So let's move on.
Okay. A previously uncontacted tribe made contact with the outside world.
That's amazing. So we're looking up space and we're looking at fucking the ocean and things like that, but we still have previously uncontacted tribe.
Contacted. Look, this is my thing, and this is the thing that pisses me off about fucking...
Did I say uncontracted?
Yeah, you did.
maybe they had a job, and they were contracted to the job, and...
That's why they weren't talking. Yeah, now they're not.
Man, it's fucking so late, and I'm so drunk.
A new element was confirmed. That's fucking cool.
How are you working these? You're like fucking working these like a retard.
I didn't want to end with the previously uncontacted tribe, because that's kind of boring.
Listeners, right, he's gone... At the top, there's 3 lines. He's gone at the top line, left to right, like a normal human.
So much right now.
Then he went down on the 3rd line. Now he's gone up again, like diagonally. I don't know what he's fucking doing. Are you Chinese?
I hate you so much right now.
I don't know how you're fucking reading.
You know I'm going to keep all this in. I fucking hate you right now. I didn't want to end with the tribe thing because it kind of was kind of boring. I didn't want to end with it.
Okay.
A new element was confirmed. That's really neat,
which
right?
Which one?
I don't know. It doesn't list the element. It just says
weird,
a new element.
Then, didn't we?
Yeah, well, a man with a severed spinal cord walked again.
Now you've gone down again. Oh my God.
A man with a severed spinal cord walked again after a stem cell transplant. Why?
We covered this, didn't we?
The religious right is ruining my fucking planet.
What?
The reason why America does not do stem cell research is because of the religious right. Yeah, because they think it's against God.
You're a very religious country.
It's a horrible religious country. Fucking hell.
You love a bit of Jeebus. Your country. But we have covered this one, haven't we? Because that was that Polish guy, wasn't it?
No, this is a little bit different than the guy.
No, this is the one.
This is the one?
This is the one.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we have covered this one. Okay.
Yeah.
The large...
It came from his nasal cavity, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
We've done this one.
Just
before the new year.
The largest known dinosaur was discovered.
What was it called?
Like Ultrasaur or something like that.
Yeah, that's good.
I swear to God, it's like Gigantosaur or Ultrasaur or something.
No, Gigantosaur is a dinosaur.
Well, this one was called like Ultra or Mega. Maybe it's called Megasaur. Mega something.
You're making this up.
No, I'm not. It's something ridiculous like that. Yeah, it is. Look it up. Look it up while I'm reading the next one. Look it up. Largest known dinosaur was discovered in 2014. Look at it.
Because I'm busy trolling you at the minute.
God. Okay. Spinal cord stimulation allowed paralyzed rats to walk again. That's fucking cool.
So there's people that have to paralyze rats.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Me too.
Here's a little scenario, right? You know all them people? I live near a place called Huntingdon. And there's a place called Huntington Life Sciences, which is an animal testing plant over here.
Oh, really? Okay.
And what happens is, every so often, there's a fucking uproar with protesters and things like that. And there's even been reports of people digging up employees' parents' graves and things like that. Just to be fucking arseholes because they work there.
Ugh.
Now, what I'd rather say is, okay, we'll leave the animals alone. We won't test anything. We'll all get ill and we'll all die, and that's fine. Or you can do it. Do you want to fucking apply? I'll bet none of them will they?
No, they won't. Mm-mm.
We need to do this. We have to do this to progress our own civilization. Unfortunately, we're at the top of the food chain, so the animals come next. And unfortunately, rats and things like that, yeah, we're going to break their backs so we can try and fix them.
They don't break
and
their...
That's,
they don't... Let me get that. They don't break their backs.
Of course they do.
It's not... No.
Paralyze the rats then.
They don't take a baseball bat and break their backs. They put them under and they cut their spinal cord.
Oh, so is that not breaking their back?
No, no, that's breaking their back, but I'm just, the way you sounded like it was if like somebody was putting a hit on them.
You made it sound so much better.
I'm just saying that they don't hit the rat in the back or smush it or whatever. They don't snap its neck or whatever. They fucking, like, they do it humane, at least.
Yeah, they just fucking snap its spinal.
Okay, it's called Dreadnoughtosaurus. I told you it was something crazy, like fucking huge. Dreadnoughtosaurus is what it's called.
Oh, yeah, because dread means massive, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. That's why they call me Dread Vamp. Dread Vamp.
Another thing you could do, right? Pedophiles in prison. Get them in.
That's a good idea. I agree with that.
Get them in.
Scientists work on how to make matter from light. What the fuck?
How can you make
matter? I don't know, but that sounds amazing. You know what that means? Replicators. That's what replicators are. I want a replicator so bad. I want the problem about food to be over.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much that's what it is.
Scientists work on how to make matter from light. That's what
it is. You ever seen Cloudy Chance of Meatballs?
No, I haven't. Is that good? You like that?
It's pretty decent.
Pretty good? Pretty fun?
It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, I know what it's about, but yeah. But it comes from the sky instead of... Oh, no, they use the sun's light.
I can't fucking remember. I don't think it was that scientific of a show, Devil Vamp.
Nice job there, Ant. Scientists discover evidence of gravitational waves, which was then disputed. Because that's science for you. Kepler telescope was revived.
Of course it was. Yep. And that's how we've got this new story this new year.
That's right. And then the last but not least, the first Earth-sized, potentially habitable exoplanet was confirmed.
And now we've got 8 more this year already. So it's a good start to the year.
Sort of.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've had some shit and good, and we're only fucking 9 days in. So, but science is always good. If you want a good story, go to science.
I would say most science stories are pretty good, other than the ones that you hear about on the news, which are usually doom and gloom.
Yeah, that they pick the fucking ones that they want to, don't they, these newscasters?
Miserable assholes.
I didn't even hear about this fucking new element.
I didn't hear about that either, yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure I heard about some fucking minor celebrity, Justin Bieber, getting his cock out on fucking MTV. Is there even an MTV anymore? Am I fucking talking 1994?
I think you're talking 1994. There is an MTV. I don't think they do any music on it whatsoever.
Oh, okay. No video killed the radio star on there?
Nope.
Okay. That's how fucking behind I am. Fuck Justin Bieber, you cunt. If you're listening to this, I fucking hope you are, you little cunt. I want to rip your little face off, you little prick.
Well, that was Cerebral Satire.
Bit of a weird show this week, really.
Wow, that was fucked up. That was a fucking bullshit ending, but okay. I may cut that out. I may just leave it in because it makes me smile when people talk about hurting Justin Bieber.
He does need to be hurt, though, don't he?
He does, yeah. He does. Anyway, that was Cerebral Satire, episode number 10. We're getting old, Ant.
Is that 10?
It's number 10.
Fucking hell.
Yep, number 10.
10 weeks of doing this shit.
No, you can't quit.
No, I won't.
I love doing it. You like it too much.
I do like it too much.
And you got to do a rant today, so that was cool.
I actually done a proper rant.
I think that's probably my first rant.
I
hope you guys know we don't plan this shit. We just pick the articles, read them, and then fucking whatever comes out is whatever comes out. So if we get started on a tangent and it makes sense, it stays in. So enjoy. Yeah.
Nothing scripted.
Nope. Not at all. Probably should be, but we're not.
Well, it does show.
Yeah, it does from time to time. We're like, you know, our Christmas episode was so shit.
Some people said they liked it, so, you know.
That's true. Katie liked it, but Katie likes everything we do. That's Cerebral Satire, hashtag CSatire, if you guys want us to do articles or whatever. Again, a couple of them made it in this week. We appreciate the thing.
Yeah, please do send them in. Because, you know, I'm struggling. I still don't sound very well.
Nope.
I haven't been very well. So this is a perfect week for you guys to send them in so I can be lazy and sit on my fat ass.
And read.
Eating fish and chips like a normal British bloke.
Now you're making me hungry. Like,
you know. Yeah, and you can eat fucking Domino's or whatever you fucking Americans do.
I hate you so much.
And yeah, and wouldn't be lazy.
Wouldn't be lazy, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, not me. I have to go to work. Anyway, that was Cerebral Satire, hashtag CSatire. You want us to do some shit for you. And you guys have any suggestions for the show? You guys have any articles or any segments you guys want to see? Or if you want to join us on the show, Ant and I are definitely down for having partners for a couple of articles, right?
Well. You know, they've got to be good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got to be good.
There is an interview stage.
Yes, yes. We will definitely talk to you before you are on the show, if you'd like to join us.
Don't, my two-thirds. I've got wisdom to.
We won't. Something always going on with your mouth. You eat too much pussy.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. I'm trying to finish this fucking show.
Okay, finish the show.
We God damn it.
We'll just get progressively more drunk for the show, and that's basically
that's what we do.
Send us your shit. See you later. I'm Ann at MC Vigilante.
I'm Devil Vamp.
At Devil Vamp. Bye.
A lot of people think there are no black leaders today because they all got killed, but I happen to think it's because of the decimation of the manufacturing base in the urban centers. Don't you think so? What do you think my age is?
He's out of his time. Bless you.
You know, the guy in the booth is talking to you on that tiny little earphone. He's afraid the guys at network are going to tell him he's through if he lets the guy keep talking like I'm talking to you. Because the corporation's got the networks and they get to say who gets to talk about the country and who's crazy today. I will cut to a commercial if you still want this job, because you may not be back tomorrow with this corporate mob.
Cut to a commercial. Bless you.
Cut the commercial. Cut the commercial. Cut the commercial. Okay, I got a simple question that I'd like to ask. If this network pays you for performing your task, how come they got the airwaves? They're the people's, aren't they? Wouldn't they be worth $70 billion to the public today if some money-grubbing Congress didn't give them away for big campaign money? It's hopeless, you see. If you're running for office without no TV, if you don't get big money, you get a defeat. Corporations and broadcasters make you dead meat. You've been taught in this country their speech that is free, but free do not get you no spots on TV. If you want to have senators not on the take, then give them free airtime. They won't have to fake. Telecommunications is the name of the beast that's eating up the world from the west to the east. The movies, the tabloids, TV and magazines, they tell us what to think and do in all our hopes and dreams. All this information makes America fat. But if the company's out of the country, how American is that? But we got Americans with families can't even buy a meal. Ask a brother who's been downsized if he's getting any deal. Or a white boy busting ass till they put him in his grave. He ain't got to be a black boy to be living like a slave. Rich people have always stayed on top by dividing white people from colored people. But white people got more in common with colored people than they do with rich people. We just got to eliminate them.
Eliminate?
Eliminate.
Who, rich people?
White people. Damn. Black people too. Brown people, yellow people. Get rid of them all. Is a voluntary, free-spirited, open-ended program of procreative racial deconstruction. Everybody just got to keep fucking everybody till they're all the same color.